I've been Shrek'd. I've never done Shrekking.
I'm going to throat punch Mahigi.
Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Coach, thank you. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
Coach. Hey, real quick, how was the New Year's Eve bash that I missed?
That was great.
Evan, what's this I hear about Steiny had some type of lid or hat that had swag?
Oh, the bucket cap.
The
sparkle bucket cap combined with the bedazzled name tag that just said Matt.
You had your own name tag at your crib?
Yes.
Please explain. Shout out Roxy Bernstein.
Basically, my nephew's got an 8-year-old daughter, and she made one for me. What do you want me to do?
Now my heart's...
I was proud to wear it.
Okay, no, I got it.
Proud.
You guys had a good time?
Yeah, it was fun.
Did you stay up to 12?
No. Well, the kids did. I did.
How do you sleep?
Like a baby.
You're sipping?
A little.
Eyes red, Evan, for all Steiny?
Not at that stage of the evening. Can't speak for later.
I'm jealous. Willard made it.
Lucas made it.
Dibs?
No dibs. I think that was it for the station.
He got the little one. Oh, look at you. You got the list.
I can't remember. You know.
I got to pull up. What? You know, I got stuff going on.
Yeah, I know.
I was in
spirit. All right, we're getting into the Niners. First, I'm going to go to Cody in Portland. He wants to answer your question.
Okay, Cody.
I can't remember which one.
All right.
But what's going on, Cody, in Portland?
Hey, morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey.
Going well, thanks.
The question I wanted to answer was Guru asking you a few minutes ago what the overall look of the Warriors' offense is. You know, how do you feel about it?
Yeah.
And quite frankly, I'd say that this is probably the laziest Warriors offense I've seen in recent memory.
Wow.
Everything is either a dribble handoff to Steph or let's dump it off to Jimmy in the paint and hope he gets fouled. Whether it's, you know, Dre, Pods, Moody, Post, everybody's just standing at the top of the key or the wing, flat-footed, not looking to create their own offense, whether that's coaching or lack of athleticism. I think it's a bit of both. It's pretty terrible to watch. And I think, you know, I think Trae Young, quite frankly, Steiny, could help the offense. I don't think he's the solution alone by any means,
right.
But, you know, we need to do something. The thing is, I don't think the Hawks would want Kuminga because they've already got Jalen Johnson, and he's everything Dub Nation has hoped and dreamed Kuminga would turn out to be. I don't know, maybe they could work their magic with him. MPJ out in Brooklyn's ideal, but that's a high asking price. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'd almost take Sabonis at this point.
Thanks,
well, he's
Cody.
Not playing.
Appreciate
Steiny.
It.
How worried are you about? He's been.
I don't worry about it.
Sabonis hadn't played it forever in a day.
It's been a problem for a month.
Yeah, dude, this about a month for Sol Sabonis.
Yeah, I can't.
Kings are a mess.
1-0 against the Warriors.
Yeah, we can't talk. I got you, Evan. Let me be quiet.
Here's where we're gonna end it.
All right.
You see what's going on in Minnesota,
dude?
Yeah, listen, everybody,
let me answer.
Our transition decision making was.
What if I told you I think Ant's trying to get him ran?
Okay. So, you know, you think everybody's. Every other situation is great and copacetic. After a loss 2 games ago, Anthony Edwards says to the media after the loss to. Well, they had a terrible loss against somebody at home. Anthony Edwards said, you know, most of the time, we just don't listen to the game plan. When we listen to it and execute it, we're pretty good.
Wow.
I mean, you know.
Coaching, Atlanta beat them by 23.
Coaching's hard in the NBA.
In Atlanta's my best, Donnie, but yeah.
You want to hear what Finch said?
Because he's got, go ahead. Finch just had him.
Finch said, what do you think about what Anthony Edwards said about most of the time? The game plan. And he goes, well, listen, I would say they listen more than not. I think it's about putting the work in alongside whatever the game plan is. The game plan's not always going to be perfect. We sometimes don't get it right. And many times, once the game starts, you have to continually adjust.
And they're 23-13.
Well,
and
good.
You can feel like they've left some chicken on the bone. They're a good team, man. They'll figure it out. But he handled that as great as you could. Like, and
he
I'm
did,
probably
actually.
Wrong. He ain't trying to get him ran, but.
So, good point to segue. You said the Timberwolves are a good team. The 49ers a good team?
Listen. I can't, and I've talked to myself about this being off.
Yep.
I can't come in here after, as shocked as I am Saturday, what happened at home, and we'll get to the uniforms. But the bottom line is, I whispered sweet nothings about this team, its ability to move forward without its mighty mites at times, no matter who that was, and this constituted a special season for the 49ers. So with that said, this season is still special, and what's so special about it is, yeah, you didn't get the number one seed. I couldn't even believe they were in position to be up for that, but the bottom line is you got 60 minutes. Shout out Dan Rather. This Sunday in Philly, because you had already qualified for the postseason. So with that said, I'm not mad at the defense. Stiney, that game to me felt like it should have been 50-3, and it was a you text me at half or text us. It was a one-score game. Seattle, you playing with fire. But defensively, McDonald broke out that book he broke out on the Niners and Brock and Kyle, mainly, when he visited a couple years ago on Christmas as the coordinator of the Ravens. So I'm shocked that the Niners' offense was on a bender. Steiny, it was on a bender with yardage points, and that thing came crashing down quick. 13-3, I'm not mad. I don't think one player played bad. They got offensively, they just got suffocated. Purdy had no time. You had no Trent. You had no Pearsall, and I'll get to that.
Right, but, so were you shocked, or is it understandable what happened?
No, I'm shocked that Seattle did that to the Niner offense when they did it, when the Niners were coming into this game. Yeah, I know you kept going schedule, Steiny, going up against some teams, and the Bears, they can't stop anybody. But, yeah, I was shocked that Seattle's defense proved that I think it's better than Philly's, but it's close. So now my question is, can Philly do that to the Niners? And if they can, you know, then I think the special season, that's still a stamp from Guru with special, would have just a little sour taste to it.
Yeah.
Because when you face the big boys, the limitations showed. But I got to say this for Kyle. No excuses, no Trent Williams. The only threat you have on the outside, who went for 100 yards on the Seattle team last time you played in week one, which feels like forever, wasn't available. But now I know moving forward, the Niners miss Debo. They miss what was supposed to be Ayuk. And I am really, and I'll throw it to you, Steiny, super concerned about Pierre. Trent, I get it, the hammy. Hopefully you could play this Sunday. But the bottom line is, everything that made this season special, it wasn't fluke. And it had a lot to do with who you played. Seattle spit that out and showed you,
right,
you ain't the Air Coryell, this ain't it.
That's why I wasn't shocked.
And see, real last thing, Seattle knew that there was no T.O., Jerry Rice, no outside threat. And the play that comes to mind is Kittle in the flat that used to go for 14 or 15 to get whoever you're playing. I mean, Ravens, they were everywhere, like birds, dirty birds. So I got to see if that was just a one-off, or can Philly, with talent, Steiny, duplicate that. But Pearsall's a problem. You're too young to be missed. Best abilities, availabilities, Donnie. Talk to me. Kittle played.
I'm not shocked. It's been 2 years.
McCaffrey did nothing.
They shut him down.
But who's been, you know, I get the run game. They shut everything down. Passing to him. Go ahead. I'm motor mouth.
I just love it when you say you're shocked. Okay, so we know that the 49ers have not been able to run the ball all year.
But they found a way to pass it to McCaffrey where he's still effective in moving the chains. Go ahead.
It's all good when you're playing horse bleep teams. You think it's a, listen, I get it. They beat the Rams. But look, who'd they lose to, Goo? They lost to Seattle. They lost to the Rams.
Texans.
They lost to the Texans and the Jaguars.
I got you.
And, you know, if Tampa Bay makes the playoffs, they lose to Tampa Bay. So it's like, they lost to five playoff teams, essentially.
But they have no business in the offs. They had no, give me that.
No.
Or has that evaporated a little bit?
Are you crazy?
They had no business playing for the number one seed.
Well, that's different. That's different.
With the injuries they endured.
That's different. You said playoffs.
And
I never came off a 10-win prediction.
You didn't. But I want to just one.
I just want to make sure one thing. Hold on.
Go ahead. Take your time.
Did you insinuate that if the Niners lose against the Eagles, it's still a special season?
No, I said it would be more sour because Kyle, the Jedi.
It's not a special season if they lose to the Eagles.
And what if they lose? What? I'm not even Steiny. What do you say to me or anybody? I've watched it, and I think Dibs took it for me. But Steiny, I always tell you, I go back and watch the games. I can't believe Seattle moved up and down the field, but had 13 points. I can make a case. The defense, that's if we wouldn't have watched the game and you just told me Seattle scored 13, I would have told you the Niners were going to win. So my thing is, what did McDonald in Seattle do to shut down this offense? Or dumb, talking to myself, this is where the weaponry and the chickens came home to roost where you didn't have them.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
That's real though, right? You had nothing on. I love Jennings, Steiny, but come on. They ain't stretching no field. Well,
why are you asking why they only scored 3 points when Juwan Jennings, their number one receiver, their offensive line has been bad all year long, and McCaffrey, while he's put up yardage, doesn't gain big chunks. Like,
but are you going to tell
there
us?
There are no buts. And it's
I didn't hear you and Evan, but a little bit, and I got something recorded. You still got to tell me you're surprised
I'm
that
not
Seattle
surprised.
Did that to
no,
3
I'm
points
not.
At home?
Once I watched the first series?
Mm.
Like, you can't go into a game. Like, that's the thing. The 49ers defense had a ton of unknowns. And they weren't great, but they only gave up 13 points. The offense got shut down.
The interception
got shut
late
down.
Third quarter, Steiny would have.
Okay, so they scored 10 points. They got
but
shut down.
Everything's changing. Darnold's gripping the ball.
Don't be that guy.
No, I'm not being the guy. I'm just telling you. No, it was a turnover. Could Seattle turn them over? But I just need to. I can't wait for Sunday at 1:30.
I want to talk about Saturday first.
Yeah, just to see if this was a one-off. Because Philly's defense.
Well, you wanted to see what happened against Seattle when they played a really good team.
But I don't want to make
it thumped.
All right, but Steiny, so when you're dealing with what the Niners are dealing with offensively,
I don't know why you're shocked.
When Pearsall's out, I won't call him Jerry Rice, but it has that type of ramification of them keeping you in a box, and that's what they did.
Don't do that.
No?
Don't say Pearsall. I know, like you do this all the time. I know he's not Jerry Rice. Yeah, he's not. He's not.
But
why would you?
I guess he's their version
then
of a threat.
Then say he's a threat. Yeah. Don't say he's Jerry Rice.
Okay. All right,
That's like Lacob saying Pods is going to be an all-star.
You won that one, but you know what I meant.
But
so
this
they
is
didn't
the
have
kind
an
thing.
Outside threat. So did they play with one hand behind their back, or are you saying, they got their butts whooped offensively.
Both. Why does it always have to be one thing? They're playing without Trent Williams, who everybody says is the most integral offensive lineman in the league. They're missing their number one receiver.
They were ferocious.
I mean, I was not shocked by that game on Saturday.
Yeah, I guess point production.
Well,
I am.
To me, it's a game where I'm not shocked. I'm like, I can understand why that happened on Saturday. I feel like I can understand why it happened because all the things that the Niners, I felt like, were getting away with.
Right.
See, this is why, you know, when they're winning six, and I'm not, this is not about,
no,
I told you so.
No, I got
but
you.
But it's where you have to put everything in context with the numbers. And they were on a heater. Let's look at who they were playing.
And now, if you allow
period.
Me, what we need to do is, and rightfully so, a lot of what you need in this offseason, and how dare I bring the offseason up, and we got a playoff game, and we'll get to it all week right here on 95.7 The Game. But the bottom line is, out of my mouth, all I talked about were enhancements to the defense. Steiny, this team needs another receiver. We're talking about the Kuminga debacle with the Warriors, and they haven't rectified that. The Niners had one with Ayuk with the injury and not getting any of his services. Steiny, they're in need, and they're in need now when you look at them through the prism of playing a defense that's on that level, and Seattle was on that level. And now the question is, and I know you don't want to talk about Philly, is Philly on that level? And they won a Super Bowl, and Jalen Carter's healthy. So it'll be interesting to see if that was just Seattle having their number. Or
what Houston do to him?
And suffocated him.
Okay.
But they played keep away, but they still suffocated him. You're right.
I mean, the loss to Houston.
No, I got you.
Look, here, the bottom line is
that partner offensively.
The loss to Houston. Houston got the ball, went down the field, scored. Three and out, scored again. Okay. It's 14-0. The bottom line is, after Seattle was held at the 1 yard line, the first two 49ers possessions, they were three and out.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's three and out.
Yes, they were.
So, you know, I get it. The 49er defense, no doubt about it, couldn't get off the field. And it's why they lost the time. They lost the time of possession, 38-22. Okay. Yeah, that stinks. You know who can help a defense get off the field? An offense getting first downs.
And did not tell
they
you.
They didn't.
Trying to be Greg Cosell.
They got nine first downs.
The Niners defense was going to be their offense. And if this offense could put up 40 in the playoffs, there's no telling what they can do. You know, that took a hit to me too. That the realization of what it takes. And right now, Stoney, McCaffrey's not enough just by himself against a top tier D.
No.
And Kittle.
Great statement. There's no doubt about it.
Are you going to laugh if I tell you I don't think Brock had the worst day? There were no, oh no, throw. He threw a pick, it hit him in the hands. Just, that was a collective, they kicked your ass. And I'm putting Kyle in there. Okay. So that was sobering for the
Coach
boy genius. I think that's
to get Coach
hit.
Of the Year for the sixth seed.
That was a
when the easiest schedule
you know
in football.
He's going to get some votes. I like how you put that.
Yeah. He's had a great year. The Niners have had a great year.
But if it's about championship or bust for the Niners and this window not being closed, Steiny, you got to go get some outside threats and you got to fix this defense.
Well, now, I came in here like,
oh, Bethune's great. And at times, you were like, okay, whoa, what do they got going here? It's just their safeties and their backers, Steiny, the core, the heart of a defense, they're lacking.
Who?
The Niners.
It's because they're injured. They're two best defensive players.
But you got a playoff game Sunday.
You're telling me something I know. Like, on paper, the Niners are in trouble. The Eagles, I get it. They had an up and down year.
Yeah, no.
Like, how's the 49ers defense going to stop the Eagles offense if they're kind of buttoned up? How?
Okay.
With that personnel.
I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
If the Eagles pre-snap, Steiny, do not do they are not complex at all. They're basic. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe a lackluster Niner D doesn't have a lot on their mind like the Rams doing all their little cute stuff and what the Niners used to do with Debo. Okay, that's just me, football 101 dummy. But also too, Steiny, I saw Philadelphia go to Buffalo and not score in the second half. Buffalo's defense is not that at all. Now, it might be a slight bit better than Niner. Sure. So I'm thinking to myself, well, if you're right.
You can find that with every team. And the Eagles, every team's had a couple bad games.
But if the Eagles snap into what they were last year at this time, then they could get boat raced and should get boat raced. But if something truly, really is going on and lingering, Steiny, and for whatever hurts is not clicking, and they're not running the ball 30 times on the Niners with our guy Barkley, I think there's a chance. But, man, that was sobering to me to think. And I got caught up in it. You kept saying the schedule, go relax. And you were giving out kudos. You were. But you're like, who are they doing it against? And lo and behold, your division foe in Bonte. Shout out Bonte. Division games are different. But, man, that was a shellacking. And I was shocked it was 13-3.
Yeah.
Who do you put the interception on? Is it the quarterback?
90% McCaffrey. But it got tipped, so that's 10% to me for Purdy. But McCaffrey.
It's a play that I have to make, absolutely have to make. Huh? Expect nothing less but to make that play, and it's completely on me.
Could have cut it to 13-10.
Yeah. And just the fact that it was that close, you're thinking, okay, is Darnold – you know, a lot of people saying Darnold didn't play well. He ran it. I thought he didn't turn it over.
I mean,
had a fumble. You get on that fumble, but what it could have should have.
I mean, Kenneth Walker and Charbonneau were really, really good.
That first touchdown, man.
This team's got Saquon Barkley. You think?
No,
Do you think the Eagles didn't watch the Seattle game?
No,
and you think that Saleh doesn't? Of course, Saleh knows the Eagles watch the game. And so Saleh obviously knows that the Eagles are probably going to try to run it down their throat.
Well, Philly's missing Kellen Moore, Donnie. He's the coach of the Saints now. But he was offensive coordinator last year. But you're right. You throw on that film. And you know what? You could tell me, Agu, you're reaching. I don't know why Sirianni's getting crushed because they sat their guys and they didn't get the 2 seed. Because if they win, then they got to go on the road to Chicago. But I just wonder how much that scares them, if at all. But I got to say this. Do you think the Eagles are happy with the draw that they got with this defense? I got to believe this is perfect.
Even though they didn't care. They didn't care. That's why they didn't play their starters. And in a way, like, if I'm the Eagles and I'm like, okay, if we lose, we get either the Bears or the Niners. Yeah. Okay, so what? Let's not play our starters and we'll play whatever team falls to us. Like, I wouldn't have played my starters if I was Philly.
I mean, I haven't seen the Niners offense suffocated like that.
Since Houston.
Yeah, great.
Okay. Since Houston.
Yeah. So it wasn't Purdy, it was Mac. But still, like, but Steiny, you got to give me the recency bias peel, too. You know, they were moving and grooving and 40 here, 40
and
there.
And the Warriors went 23-8 after Butler came.
I ain't mad at you.
So, 888-957-9570 is the number. We're getting into the Niners. They play the Philadelphia Eagles at 1:30 in Philadelphia on Sunday. The numbers I've seen, they're getting about between 3.5 and 4.5, the 49ers are. So the 49ers are going to go in underdogs. What do you think about that?
I think that's right, obviously. We're talking about the defending champs, but with the state of the Niners defense being as leaky as it is, and without, and you know the drill, and the fact, do we know if Trent's playing? Do we know if
Pearsall's
playing?
We're not going to know that until kickoff.
So I get it. Just the fact that you don't know, Vegas got it right.
Yeah, now, I mean,
will Philly cover? I don't know. But I'm giving the Niners a chance, Donnie.
49ers have had a great season, but it's going to be awful if they lose to Philly because it's going to be a collapse in a way at the end of the year. Now, there's reasons for it, but
you just got to get to the quarterback, and they can't.
Well, they had 2 sacks, I think, against Sam Darnold, which is which was 10% of their total all season long. All right. Hey, Goo, you know I've covered the Bay Area for a lot of years and seen athletes go through it all, the highs, the lows, and the pain that comes with getting knocked down. But when it's not just a game and when you're the one injured or when tragedy strikes someone you love, that's when Beam Law comes in. Beam Law is the Bay Area's go-to personal injury law firm, and whether it's a car accident, a serious injury, or wrongful death, they are there to shoulder the legal burden so you can focus on rebuilding, recovery, and taking care of your family. Beam Law is local and they win. Millions recovered for clients across the region, and it's why SF Weekly voted them best of the Bay 4 times. So if you've been hurt or lost someone because of someone else's negligence, call Beam Law at 415-523-5555. That's 415-523-5555. Or visit hurtinthebay.com. That's hurtinthebay.com, because it's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get back up. Beam Law, they've got your back, Bay Area.
We try to. There's negotiating tactics, and you're working 20 different things at a time.
We're all going through something.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Goo back, raring to go.
Happy New Year, man.
Yeah, same to you. We're talking 49ers. They play the Eagles on Sunday, 1:30. Oh, boy. Sunday's going to be a
few. We should get together.
Well, I'm busy. So, I've already got my Sunday planned.
Okay, I got it.
I'm golfing at 7:30.
All right.
I'll be done at noon.
Yep.
We got 49ers at 1:30 and Warriors at 5 against the Hawks.
So, you are available to watch the game?
No. I'm busy. See,
you're busy watching games that we're all going to watch.
That's correct.
But we could watch them together.
Where?
I was offering your crib. But I had a chance
told you
to
this,
get there New Year's
I've
Eve.
I've told you this a million times. I don't have a good spot in the house.
Evan, is that true? I've been to his crib.
That's false. There are plenty of places in Steiny's house you can watch the game together.
Right. Yeah, but that's my point. Is like, if I'm going to have people over, I'd like to have 6 people over. I don't want me and 2 guys sitting on my couch in the family room.
That's
like,
how many inches you working with? How many inches you working with in the living room?
Yeah, that's my point.
Phrasing.
If I get you, hey, if you come, then If I want one other guy, he's going to have to be under 6 feet.
But I need the TV at least 70, 75 inches.
I don't know what ours is. It's good.
It's good enough. Hey, Stein, we'll get to sports, but I got to share something with you.
All right.
Well, you already know with the listeners. And the Johnson been dealing with this for a little while, but I just, the beginning of the show says, don't tell me to pray and you don't tell me what for. So I'm just one of those guys that wears his heart on his sleeve. And we got a lot of great people I work with, not just coworkers, but family. And a lot of the listeners who are friends and care about you, me, Evan, and the rest of the gang. But a little while back here, I was so excited to share with you my son, Donovan, and his girlfriend, soon-to-be wife, Sienna, were expecting twins, Donnie. And, you know, I was excited. And the love that I got from the listeners was incredible. And from you all just brought a tear to my eye. And, you know, with what I'm about to say, I feel like I owe it to the listeners. And it makes me just, you know, heal. But I got to hold my grandmother's granddaughter, Stani. They were twins, but they didn't make it. So, you know, obviously, Sienna and Donovan lost their daughters. And you know, I lost my granddaughters and the chance to be a granddad. And it just puts life in perspective. But the reason I put that out there is they are going through a hard time. We all are. The Frenchwoods, shout out to the Frenchwood family. You know, Sienna's mother and father, and we're all just trying to, you know, heal everybody. And I think the reason I wanted to say this to the listeners about what happened and what's transpired is the more power of prayer, there is, you know, power in that. So I just wanted to give that update, Stani. And when I came in here alluding to what's been going on, I mean, it's devastation city. But at the end of the day, we're trying to heal, man. And I wanted to give that update. I got to hold them in my arms, but unfortunately, they didn't make it. And the Johnsons and Frenchwoods trying to put it together and be strong for both Sienna and my son, Donovan. And I put that out there just so the listeners that love and have love for me and us could pray for them, too. So, again, what do I say, Stani? Tomorrow's not always promised, man. Yeah. So just enjoy yourself. And maximize, you know, your friendships or whatever you got going on, because you never know what's in store. But I had to get that out, and you've been there for me, Evan, and everybody here for us, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, I'm so sorry for that loss, losses. And, you know, I've told you before, we kind of knew in here, you know, for the last week or two.
Right.
And, you know, we have a lot of fun when you're not here, and, you know, it's good-natured ribbing.
Right.
And, you know, we stayed away from that because we knew, but you know, yeah, you had told people what had happened, and so we appreciate you sharing that. Because it was, I'll just share with you what happened that day.
Yeah.
Because it reminded me that, like, life is so crazy. So, you know, you told us what had happened with your granddaughters, and, you know, it was staggering. I mean, I can't even imagine. I cannot even imagine. Probably one of the lowest moments of your family's life, of your life. And then virtually an hour later, we got the news that Evan was going to broadcast the Warriors game.
Right.
It was his debut. He was making his... It was, you know,
what he's
worked a lifetime for. It was the pinnacle of his professional career, which will be surpassed at some point. But for now, that's what it is. And I was just like, God, Guru's probably having the worst day of his life. And you know, it's on a day when Evan is probably celebrating, you know, an accomplishment that he should be incredibly proud of. And, you know, you do say... tomorrow's not promised, and I make a joke of it, but you're absolutely right. And I'm just so sorry for your loss.
Yep.
And
just trying to heal daily, man.
Yeah, you know that you need anything. You got a couple guys in here who will.
And it's kind of.
I told you, if Norm needs rides anywhere. Yeah, and you're up in sacks.
You said,
you know, whatever.
And I got to shout out one guy. The reason Evan got the chance to do a lifelong dream to do the Warrior game was Tim Roy was having the birth of his. I hate to go here, but I'm real. Having the birth of his granddaughter, and I see him at the Christmas game, Steiny, and he goes, "How you doing, Goo?" And Mr. Motormouth, I couldn't, I got emotional and had to share with him, and he knew where I was coming from, but just the other end of spread, you know, death, and then you got life, so you just try to stay strong, and that's what we're doing for the kids, man, because they were hurt, Steiny, but they are crushed, too.
Yeah, and Mike Mack on the YouTube chat paying $10 to, you know, says he's very, very sorry for your loss.
And all the love from the people in the chat, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
I had to get that off, so I'm right.
I know.
Yeah.
No, I know. I can't, the Niners, it feels weird, but I got, you know.
I wasn't going to come over anyway. if you're off anyway, just to let the people know.
You know what?
I wasn't coming over.
Thanks for that. Thank you so much for kind of breaking the ice there.
I like watching alone the playoff games, you know.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I need to hear my commentating, and I need to just be by myself. Yeah.
You know what? Saturday, I watched the Niners all by myself, and Buddy was like, let's go watch it out of the bar. And I'm like, you know what? I'd rather just sit here with my laptop, take a bunch of notes.
Yeah. And did you have a problem with the uniforms? Let's talk about that. Go ahead. I'll say this. Shasky, we talked, but what about the nostalgia of Jerry Rice, Steve Young, Fred Dean, all those guys? Why are you, and they didn't do it, but you do that against Arizona. You do that against the Panthers. You don't play around. Like, maybe you get on that fumble if you got the red with the tan pants on, Steiny. That wasn't the Niners to me.
Some
people are like, what are you talking about? But the threads matter.
Yeah, I love the 49ers classics. I mean, right. they are absolutely phenomenal.
Where the throwback, Steiny? Who was that?
I mean, but that's
Spider-Man.
Hey, another opportunity to sell new merchandise is really what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And maybe, how do you decide? I don't even know. I think I heard one time that the uniforms you're wearing on a given day, that's predetermined before the season starts.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So
they didn't know what was going to be at stake. But you got to maybe scratch it.
I mean, maybe they thought a lot might be at stake because it could be a game that was flexed and very meaningful. Like, I'm sure they wanted to unveil them in front of the biggest audience that would see him, right? But no, I mean, just
show me a big game at the Stick and Levi's where the Niners didn't have, you know what I mean? Come on, man.
No doubt.
And they got tradition. I heard Shasky this morning, he said it perfectly. When you're the Yankees or Cowboys and Niners, teams like that, you don't mess with stuff.
Well, I just think
I thought you got too cute.
When I get, you know, when I get in front of the TV at 1:30, like, I'm prepared to see, I can envision the Eagles versus the Niners. I don't know what uniforms they're wearing. You probably do. But it's just like, I want to see classic Eagles uniforms versus classic Niners uniforms. I just, whatever. The Eagles got to be in their green something or other and white something or other. And Niners got to be in that. In
I got you.
One of their iconic red uniforms.
Yeah.
But, to me, you know, they just kind of look like not gimmicky, but just where everybody's kind of leaning these days with the uniforms and with stuff like that. Mm. But
not why they lost, but yeah.
I'm out.
Well,
they are 0-1.
Yes.
I don't think they come back. The black ones.
Oh.
Or do you wear a week one or two?
I wonder if it depends on the receipts. You know, how many they sold, and then just run it back or throw them away.
Like, Evan, would that make you, of your favorite, go out and buy one?
Well, I didn't like them, so no. But I did see a lot of lot of fans wearing the black uniforms. Mm. So clearly, a lot of people enjoyed them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they got a lot of people bought them.
That's like the Warriors playing Game 7 at home in the finals, and they wear the brown joints.
No, I'll be like a Super Bowl if they would have broken them out in a Super Bowl. Right?
Well,
This is just a regular season game. It's just the last one.
But I used
just
Warriors, so it was game seven of the finals. Could you imagine them at home wearing the brown joints?
Yeah.
You better wear your traditionals.
And I was just saying, yeah, that would be like the Niners breaking these out.
Okay, right. Okay.
After they made the Super Bowl. I couldn't see it. I got one simple question for Niner fans, and there's a reason I'm asking. So, I know you think he doesn't exist, but my guy Harry.
Oh, he's got to be a fat rat right now.
Oh, he is. He's a,
so
he's,
the hell
a,
with Harry?
He's a mouth right now. Told you. And I said, you know what, Harry? The 49ers won six games last year. They won 12 games in the regular season. They lost their two best defensive players. Purdy missed half the year. Whether it matters or not, they played without Ayuk, and I get it, all that stuff. I'm like, they were 12-5. I'm like, why can't you enjoy 12-5? They overachieved, and now they go into the playoffs, and we'll see what happens. He got back to me and he said, overachieved? ?
Well, this is what, go ahead. You got to finish it off, because
he's like, they didn't overachieve. They beat, like, he was on the schedule all year.
But if they did beat Seattle and the Rams on that schedule, Harry,
right,
to get to this position,
right,
along with the layups.
Let me just tell you how he watches games. He watches games and says, okay, we beat Seattle in the opening game. Could have lost. That doesn't mean they did lose.
I got you.
It doesn't mean they did lose, but yes, that's a win, but okay. Like, that matters to them. Like, if the game was in the balance, like, for example, when the 49ers played the Cardinals, right? Marvin Harrison dropped the ball, or he could have gone into this and that and the other.
They did everything.
And, you know, we come in and, like, hey, Niners did what they had to do, and he says, you know, basically he thinks the 49ers were gifted four games this year. Basically the same four games they lost last year under the same circumstances, but this year they won them. And he's just like, yeah, that's fool's gold, fool's gold. And I'm thinking, well, okay, wait a minute. Like, before the season started, fully healthy, I had them winning 10 games, even with that schedule, because there were a lot of question marks on the defense. And so they played six games and then they lost their two guys. But what I'd seen from the first six games was, you know what, they still could be fine with this schedule. And I said, I'm not coming off 10 wins. And other, you know, you were like, maybe I'll drop it one or two. And I was right. Like, okay. But my point is, they ended up with 12. Like 12. So a very small group of 49er fans, and trust me, I pay attention. You know, very few people had them going 12-5. Some did. But very few. So now you're 12-5.
So I love this, and I know Harry's. I know a bunch of them. But I will say this. Don't dance on their grave yet, because Harry, if somehow they go to Philly and knock off Philly, everything that you've done goes down the drain
no
to
doubt.
Me. Because that is the part of it to where you talk about, what word am I looking for, Stani? Style wins or style? I mean, that man. Now, the spread's only 3. I could hear Harry say, well, it was only 3. But no, they beat Philly. I mean, man, that 12 thing and the exercise you just did there, I get it. But, man, they still got action.
Hell yeah, they do.
But how sobering was that for that high-powered? Now, do you got a problem with me calling it high-powered?
Who's?
Their offense. Going in, they were just so hot. But I'm hairy in a sense. But Stani, I was like, no way Seattle doing it the way that they did.
You know, this is what
Stani,
I mean.
That was an A-plus effort on D from the jump,
right.
3 and out. Then, oh, we didn't score. Place going loud. I heard Bonte and Shatsky said it was the loudest they heard it. Levi's. Then they come down and get a touchdown anyway. To be, you know what? We'll get it. Okay, we messed up there. It was. But they only scored 13 is what I want somebody to sit down and tell me how that happened.
Well, to me, like, this is why it was less shocking and more understandable, because we always say these things coming into a game. Like, I'll tell you what, Seattle's defense is no joke. Seattle and Houston, they got the best defenses in football. And when Philly's out, the defense, you know. And then, like, this is where I just look at things. Okay, you're, and I'm not making fun. If you're telling me that Trent Williams is one of the most best left tackles in the history of football, and he's not playing.
Seattle didn't have their left tackle, but he ain't Trent Williams, but go ahead.
Okay, and who's your number one? You went into that game. Who was your number one wide receiver?
It was supposed to be Pierce.
Who was it?
Juwan Jennings.
Thank you. Like, why would
but
you?
But Juwan might call right now. Like, Stoney, why you? I don't
because
know how you
can't
admit
get
it.
Deep. Okay. They, right. Like, right. Do you think?
Why, but who's that on?
It's on.
It's bigger than a Juwan to me. That's why the IU thing comes into play.
Well, that's
what
fair.
He was supposed to be.
That's fair. But
stretch the D.
It's fair to criticize the 49ers for no Ayuk, but we knew he wasn't playing against the Seahawks for the last 2 months.
Yeah.
So we knew we weren't gonna we knew we weren't gonna play with him. Now we don't have Pearsall.
But and Kyle had no answers,
well,
man.
I mean, and this is where it's like maybe he had no answers because Juwan Jennings is not a one.
I got
he's
you.
Not a one.
But Kittle was out there.
Okay, and what happened?
They knew where he was gonna be at all times.
You know what probably happened? And I'm gonna go back and look at the all 22. They probably were like, Jibs, you know, when Kyle Juszczyk's on the field, we don't have. He's like Draymond Green.
Oh, man.
Kyle Juszczyk's like Draymond Green. You don't have to guard him.
Yeah.
And so you come into a game and you're like, you got to cut off the head of the snake. Christian McCaffrey. They did that. And then apparently their secondary is so good, Juwan Jennings didn't scare him.
Yeah, hello.
Like they clearly had no fear that a 49er receiver could get behind him.
No, so, that's how a game looks when a defense thinks that way to me. And I'll take it one step further. In a game like this, a division game with all that on the line, I think about the Super Bowl where McCaffrey fumbled. Yeah, it was one play. Did it decide the game? You just never know how many chances and opportunities you're going to have. But you're going to laugh at this. This is a stretch. Both of you will, you and Evan. My one sport regret is the Warriors losing the 2016 Game 7 Finals and not being able to come back with that team to prove that they could win and you didn't need Durant. Steiny, you score there. You're down when McCaffrey dropped. You can't tell me people aren't going to pucker up on Seattle's side. They made the play. But that's one play in a game like that, the way that it was going, you just can't afford to just say, yeah, that was one play. We had that was a killer.
Okay, so they score.
But you said the ball got tipped. It's nobody. McCaffrey, you got to catch that.
Okay, so they score. They go in.
Now it's 13-10. Okay. The place is going bonkers.
Right.
I wanted to see Darnold face those ghosts.
Okay, so.
And maybe he would have passed.
Okay, so after McCaffrey dropped the ball, where did Seattle get the ball?
All right, the 2-3 yard line?
Right. And what did they do then? What did they do then?
Drove down.
They held the ball for 8 minutes.
Yeah, I got you.
Well, like, that's what I mean. I mean, don't
see, now I'm not talking about another chance. My point was, now you got 8 minutes of a drive where you know you got momentum.
Defense would have risen to the occasion.
I guess.
They haven't stopped.
Evan, I'm reaching.
They
but
never
the
stopped.
The place would have went. You were there. It would have went bonkers.
You know, yeah, instead people got up and started leaving.
That's what I'm and maybe mentally not. Snotty, you're right. They drove down. But you can't tell me now it's game on.
Yes. And
I'm
the
thinking
momentum,
of Eminem in this song, hands get sweaty. You know what I mean?
You're right. No, you're right.
But Seattle.
The momentum might have changed if something happened that didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And they asked Mike Tomlin after Baltimore missed the field goal, what happened if he would have made it? He goes, Sunday night game where Baltimore had the field goal.
Go ahead.
And they asked Tomlin, what would have happened had they made the kick? Obviously, he knows he's saying we would have lost. He goes, would have had my uncle's body parts, he would be my uncle. Laughing at that. So I guess you woulda, coulda, shoulda.
What'd you think of the big Kenneth Walker run on 3rd and 17?
It was something I hadn't seen. I felt like they were ready to punt. But what I want to tell you is, I think that was a football god saying, This is a microcosm of what you are without Bosa, what you are without Warner, what you've been, and you're about, that was a killer.
Yeah, it's,
and it, and I got to be careful, Stoney.
Why?
It wasn't a special play, and that's what made it work. It's like, he's going to get it.
You know that Aikman said apparently they'd run the same play the week before in a 3rd and 14 or 15 and got it. The same play.
That's incredible.
Somebody,
now that was the Panthers.
Where are the scouts?
Troy's so great.
Who had the advanced scouting report on that one?
Yeah. Now I got to ask, you just said it. Did you watch that game with Dana or somewhere where you were in the crib? The Niners Seattle?
No. As I said, I watched the game at home by myself. My buddy asked me if I wanted to go to a bar, and I said, no, I want to stay at home and watch the game. I got a couple things here. What'd you think of, are you surprised Wallow got on the field? The guy who face-masked.
They had dudes.
That's right. They had dudes you've never heard of.
Right. Like, what's going on here?
And we wonder why they moved the ball.
We understand. And Bethune. But Stoney, at this point, it could be you, me, or Evan at middle linebacker. Like, that's how the attrition's got him.
Yeah, I mean.
Can they pull this off?
What?
Beating Philly.
Maybe.
Who hasn't looked like themselves, but Philly might be like, oh, it's playoffs. Let's go.
Maybe. And Philly might just be better.
You think Saleh gets a job? Let's talk about that. Does he get an interview? Who did we have on? Yeah, said, you know what? He needs to wait in line.
I don't want to be a jerk, but they have the Rooney rule. So.
Well, you're right there.
I don't know if he will or not. I do know this, whether you think he's a good head coach or not, he's clearly a damn good defensive coordinator.
Right.
So, you know, if he leaves, I wish him the best of luck, but I'm more concerned with then what would happen to this defense without Robert Saleh. So, I don't know. One thing I do is I absolutely give the Niners a crack at this.
Oh, that I do.
Like, I could see...
You only lost by 10.
I could see Philly kind of buckling.
Because they got issues.
If things don't go right.
This is going to tell us if they're real. Or are they going to be Philly from last year that dominated Kansas City in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I don't know.
Should have lost to the Rams.
888-957-9570 is the number. And I was under the impression that... As a 49er fan, if you are one, or me as an observer, I thought the 49ers, yeah, I'll use it, overachieved. I get their schedule was not very difficult, but 12 wins is 12 wins. And I think people are forgetting this was a 6-win team last year by whatever measure. And I think we've all got to acknowledge they did get hit by injury. So, you know, you really want to make it official that they overachieved. Go beat Philly. You beat Philly.
Oh, my God.
And then,
that was back on.
Then I think we got a year to talk about. If they can't beat Philly, we're going to talk about a flame out or things catching up with the 49ers. All right, what's 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment was also sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.